If you join me today in your advanced Hebrew class, turn please to page 128 as we continue studying Psalm 23. Let's begin as we tend to do on page 129 to look at the new vocabulary. And in the upper right-hand corner, the first word is imadi. Imadi, which is with me. Normally, we would think of it as imi. What they're letting us know is imadi is an alternative way to say with me. Then we have shivtecha. The cha at the end is your, shevet is rod, so shivtecha is your rod. The next word is umish antecha. The u is and. Mishantecha is your rod. You see that same cha for you at the end and your rod. The next word is important. Look at this one. Yanachamuni. Yanachamuni. You see a lot in Scripture, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Comfort ye, my people. So this is, they comfort me. Yanachamuni, they comfort me. Ta'aroch. Ta'aroch, you prepare. Shulchan. That's a word you should already know from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan means a table. A table, Shulchan. Zorai. My adversaries. Upper left. Dishanta. Dishanta, you anoint. Bashemen.
Bashemen.
With oil. They didn't put a dagesh in the bait because in the sentence it's going to follow a vowel sound. So the bait would get softened. But just standing alone would be bashemen. So what's the word for olive oil?
Shemen.
Right, shemen. So it's olive oil. It's not talking about putting petroleum on anybody. Kosi.
Kosi.
My cup. My cup. So kos is cup. Kosi, my cup. That's an interesting one. Revaya.
Revaya.
Is full. V'chesed.
V'chesed.
Va is and, chesed is mercy or kindness or loving kindness. You see it translated all three ways. So that is the Hebrew word for mercy. Yirdaguni. Yirdafuni. Right. That sounds so funky. They will follow me. I don't know why they put they in parentheses. It's actually in the word. Yirdafuni. They will follow me. Le'orech.
Le'orech.
For the length. For the length. Which means it's going to be part of a word pair form. Go to the verb analysis chart. Yanachamuni.
Yanachamuni.
Is a pial form, which means what? Intense emotion. From the verb nacham, which is comfort. It's in the imperfect form, so will comfort. And it's they will comfort me. Except, it's you will comfort. No, wait a minute. Let's get the right person. He will comfort me. The u at the end is an interesting verb choice. They're an interesting vowel choice. Okay. Ta'aroch.
Ta'aroch.
It's from the pa'al verb, which means simple action. Arach, which means to arrange. It's imperfect. You will arrange. And they have translated up above as you will prepare. Prepare, arrange, same thing. When you arrange things on a table, you're preparing the meal. Zorah.
Sword rod.
Yep. From the verb zarar, which is all simple action, be hostile to, but it's the participle form. Is it active or passive participle?
Active,
because you see that cholam, the O vowel between the first and second root letters. So it's participle. Literally, it's being hostile to me. So they translate it as my adversaries, because they're the ones being hostile to me. We have dishanta.
Dishanta.
Which is a pieo verb for strong emotion, for make fat. Huh. You made fat. How about that? But how is it translated up above?
You anoint.
It should be anointed, because it's perfect tense. And that's odd that another way to say make fat is to anoint. I guess because when you add oil to things, you fatten them up. Okay.
So when we translate it over in the exercise, is it going to be, you make my head fat with oil?
No, we're going to say you anointed my head with oil. Okay, we could always be funny. That's all right.
Yeah.
You're da funny.
You're da funny.
Yir defuni. I still think that's a strange word. It's pa'al, though. It means pursue. It's they pursued me, right?
Mm-hmm. They will pursue me.
They will pursue me. That's what I meant to say. Good thing you guys are here to help. Vashavti.
Vashavti.
That's a reversing vav on a perfect tense verb, so it gives it an imperfect meaning. I will return. Right?
Yes.
I'll return. Grammatical note. Shepherd imagery. What they mean by shepherd imagery is a rod and staff are tools of a shepherd. How many times does Messiah say he is our shepherd, our good shepherd? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, etc. So shepherd imagery says, including references to a rod, a staff, pasture, spring growth, and being led to drink is the hallmark of this psalm. So what does a shepherd lead? His sheep. Flock of sheep. Mm-hmm. That follow him. Grammatical note, 23.4, ra, evil, does not always imply wickedness. Sometimes the word means harmful or unpleasant. So raw is not just evil, it's also bad, if you remember. A bad smell, a bad experience can be raw. So it doesn't just mean wickedness. 24, imadi is another way to write imi. Well, of course it's another way. It's got additional letters in it. But God wrote it however he wrote it. 23.5, my cup is a metaphor for physical sustenance and salvation. So my cup is used metaphorically sometimes to refer to sustenance or salvation. And Deshan Rosh is a formula meaning to anoint. To make fat the head is to anoint. We would say that's an idiomatic usage. Or we could say it's an idiotic usage, but I'd rather say an idiomatic, because you got to be careful never to insult God. In 23.6, Vashavti is the reversing vav perfect for shav. Why is it shav and not shavav? Because any verb that has a vav as a second root letter is a hollow verb in the perfect tense. Yep. Says, we emended the text to Yashavti, the reversing vav perfect for yashav, following a similar phrase in Psalm 27:4. I'd rather they just leave it as it was, but hey, they're the authors, not me. In the note for 23:6, the second one says, length of days or long days signifies all the days in one's life. So let's read the Hebrew on page 128. Ki.
Ki. Ata.
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 Imadi.
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 Shivtecha.
Shivtecha.
Umishantecha.
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 Hema.
Hema.
Yanachamuni.
Yanachamuni.
Translate that into English, please. What's key?
Because.
Because. Ata imadi.
You are with me.
You are with me. Shivtecha.
Your rod.
Umishantecha.
And your staff.
Hema.
They.
Yanachamuni.
Comfort me.
Mm-hmm.
They will comfort me.
They will comfort me. Remember, imperfect tense just means the action is not yet complete. So, I would translate it, they will comfort me. And what's it talking about, they will comfort me? They will bring me comfort when?
They help me go the right way.
Sounds like if it's future, wouldn't that be in the kingdom?
Yes, it's talking about the rod and staff, which talks about the commandments which guide us in the ways of the Lord are meant to bring us to comfort. Number five, ta'aroch.
Ta'aroch.
Lefanai.
Lefanai.
Shulchan.
Shulchan.
Neged.
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 Zora.
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 Dishanta.
Dishanta.
Vashemin.
Vashemin.
Roshi.
Roshi.
Kosi.
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 Revaya. Okay, Candy, he got the last one. Take it away.
You will prepare before me. A table.
Opposite.
My adversaries.
Enemies or adversaries.
You anointed with oil my head.
You anointed with oil my head. Keep going.
My cup is full.
My cup is full. So, if we look at Dishanta Vashemin Roshi, that's perfect tense. You anointed. But it hasn't happened yet. So what do we call that kind of a verb that describes a future event? As if it's already happened.
Perfect?
The prophetic perfect, which means what?
It's sure to happen.
It's so sure to happen that God writes it in words as if it already has. Interesting. Excellent. Number six, Hebrew. Ach. Tov.
Tov.
Vachesed.
Vachesed.
Yerdefuni. Kol.
Kol.
Yemei.
Yemei.
Chaya.
Chaya.
Vashavti.
Vashavti.
Bevet Adonai.
Bevet Adonai.
La'orech.
La'orech.
Yamim.
Yamim.
Okay, Daniel, this is a good one. Help me out here. What's this mean?
Mercy.
Or only good and mercy, either way.
Okay. Only good and mercy.
Yerdefuni.
Will pursue me.
Will pursue me or will follow me, your choice.
Yeah. All of the days of my life.
All of the days of my life. What does that of ending to life indicate?
Means it's lives, doesn't it?
Yes, it means it's plural. So all of the days of my life include not just the days in this world, but also in the world to come. So keep going.
And I will return.
And I will return.
That's an interesting word choice.
Yes, it is.
I will return in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For a length of days.
For a length of days, which means what?
Forever.
He's talking about forever. All the days of his life, meaning in this world and in the world to come. So what is this psalm really about?
It's about the kingdom.
It's about the kingdom, coming to the kingdom. How do the sheep get to the kingdom? They follow the shepherd, and his rod and staff are the commandments, statutes, and judgments that keep us on the right path, the way of the Lord, which lead us to the kingdom. Why does a sheep follow on the path set by the shepherd? They won't follow someone they don't know. So they develop.
They get off the path, they get corrected with the staff.
That's true. They develop a relationship with the shepherd. So when the sheep develop a relationship with the shepherd and desire to follow him on the right paths, they will get to their ultimate destination. If they get off the path, they get whacked with the rod and the staff. Yep. Page 130 and 131. Let's look at the new vocabulary. Mizmor is translated a psalm. But what it really means is that it's accompanied with musical instruments. Musical instruments. Havu means credit. Interesting. Credit. Elim.
Elim.
Translated gods. Not Elohim. Elim. Va'oz.
Va'oz.
Oz is a word you hear a lot, especially in songs in Hebrew. It means and strength. Oz is strength. Tishtachavu. Is another word that you hear a lot, and it means you bow down. Hishtachavu, you bow down. Hishtachavu, that's a hish to fail. We don't see many of those words. Hish to fail. Okay, anyway. Bahadrat.
Bahadrat.
It sounds like in a hard rotting place, but it's not. It's in splendor. So it's really a good thing. In splendor. What is Hadar?
The Hadar is a marriage chamber, isn't it?
It sounds a lot like that. That's Hadar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we have Hirim.
Hirim.
Hirim, thunders. Hirim. Whereas in Exodus 19, the word translated thunders is kolot, which is voices. So this is an entirely different word, hirim, for thunders. And then behadar, in splendor. Why is this different from the in splendor two up?
Is it a word pair form?
Yeah, it sounds like one's a word pair form. Okay, verb analysis. Havu is from the verb yahav, which is a pa'al, simple action verb, which means credit or attribute or tribute. You have to put the S in the right place, I guess. A tribute. But a verb that begins with a yod as a root letter is what kind of a word do we call it?
It's a drop letter.
And notice havu, yod's gone. But this is a command form. If it was not a command form, what would the first root letter be? First signal letter. It would be a tav, because you can only command you. So havu is credit or attribute something to somebody. Hishtachavu. Is from the hishta fail word for worship. And it's a command form. It's not a suggestion. Hirim.
Hirim.
Is he feel? What's he feel? Causative. Cause something to happen. For thunder. Third person masculine singular, so he thundered. Ooh, he thundered. Interesting. That's not the way it gets translated in Psalm 29, but that's what it says. Let's look at the grammatical notes. It says Psalm 29 is best described as a song of praise, but its meter, what's a meter? It's rhythm, right? And imagery differ greatly from other psalms. Most scholars agree that Israel borrowed parts of Psalm 29 from its Canaanite neighbors and adapted it to the worship of the Lord. If that were true, is that a right thing to do? No. In the Canaanite sphere, this song described the appearance of the god Baal in a thunderstorm. It says, we will discuss Canaanite features of this psalm as we continue. Chapter 29, verse 1 begins B'nai Elim, literally translates as the sons of the gods. No, it doesn't. It literally translates as sons of gods. There's no the in there. Sons of gods. The Canaanites worship more than one god in a hierarchical pantheon, meaning there's a bunch of gods, but they're not all the same level. So a king god or father god sat at the highest level and subordinates or sons sat below him. Something like in Greek mythology, you've got Zeus, and then Apollo is the son of Zeus in Greek mythology. So it says monotheists understand B'nai Elim as divine beings but not gods, much like malachim, messengers or angels. So the word Elim is a rare plural form of El that appears only in Hebrew poetry. 29:3, the voice of God is the thunder. And this verse begins the description of God's visible manifestation on earth. And it says, note that Hamayim is in pause. The expected form is Hamayim. The only difference is whether it's a Patak or a Kamates, and that means so little difference. We're going to go to page 130 and read it. It begins, in Hebrew, everybody, Mizmor.
Mizmor.
La David.
La David.
Havu.
Havu.
Ladonai.
Ladonai.
B'nai.
B'nai.
Elim.
Elim.
Havu.
Havu.
Ladonai.
Ladonai.
Kavod.
Kavod.
Va'oz. Candy, help me with this. What is this?
A Psalm of David.
What does that mean, a Psalm of David?
He wrote it.
He wrote it. Now go ahead.
Credit to the Lord.
Credit to the Lord. How's it actually translated in our Bible normally? Ascribe to the Lord.
Ascribe.
Uh-huh. So that what it means when it says credit to the Lord means ascribe these things to the Lord, his characteristics. So, B'nai Elim.
Sons, did you say sons of God or sons of gods?
I would say sons of gods, but the way it's translated in our Bible is, you sons of the mighty ones.
Okay. I think that brings out the concept of what we understand about who they mean by these mighty ones.
Yeah, okay.
Credit to the Lord.
Credit to the Lord, or ascribe to the Lord.
Honor and strength.
Glory and strength. Mm-hmm. Kavod glory. Can be honor or glory.
Okay.
Yep, so either one. It means the same thing. Verse 2, Hebrew, Havu.
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 Ladonai.
Ladonai.
Kavod.
Kavod.
Shmo.
Hishtachavu.
Ladonai.
Ladonai.
Bahadrat.
Bahadrat.
Bahadrat. Kodesh.
Coded.
Just pretend that's what I said. Okay. In English.
All right. Ascribe to the Lord.
Ascribe to the Lord.
Glory of his name.
Glory of his name. So the glory of his name, because his name would be definite.
Yep, the glory of his name. Worship.
Mm-hmm. Worshipper, bow down.
Bow down.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
In holy splendor.
Mm-mm. In splendor of holiness.
And splendor of holiness.
Yeah, like you said, that's a word pair form.
Okay.
Yep. If they had wanted it to be an adjective phrase, they wouldn't have used a word pair form. But what does it mean?
Kodesh and Kadosh mixed up.
Yeah. It's easy to confuse Kadosh and Kodesh.
So Kadosh is holy, Kodesh is holiness.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One's an adjective, one's a noun. So number three, Kol.
Kol.
Adonai.
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 All.
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 Hamayim.
Hamayim.
Hamayim. Eil.
Eil.
Hakavod.
Hakavod.
Hirim.
Hirim.
Adonai.
Adonai.
All.
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 Mayim.
Rabim.
Rabim.
What is that?
The voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
Is upon the water.
Is upon the waters. Okay.
The God of glory.
Right. The God of glory.
Thunders.
Nope. Is it?
Is thundering?
Thunders, I'll take it. Is thundering is more literal, but I'll take it either way.
Wouldn't it be thundered? I mean, since it's a perfect tense verb.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way I translated in mine is thundered. But again, it's another one of those prophetic perfect where it describes in past tense terms, things that are yet to occur.
The Lord is upon many waters.
Mm-hmm. The Lord is upon, it could even be over many waters. And what's that mean, over many waters?
It reminds me of Genesis 1.
Yes. And why does it do that? I agree, but why?
Because the Spirit of the Lord hovered above the waters.
Mm-hmm. So if it's over many waters, what's that talking about? It's talking about the entire earth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Verse 4. Kol.
Kol.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Bakoach.
Bakoach.
Kol.
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 Adonai.
Adonai.
Behadar.
Behadar.
What is that?
The voice of the Lord.
The voice of the Lord.
Is in strength.
Is in strength or is with. Remember, Ba can be in or with strength. Okay, go ahead.
The voice of the Lord is in splendor.
The voice of the Lord is in splendor. Or again, could be is with splendor. But your way is just as good. Page 132 and 133, new vocabulary. Here's some words that we really ought to know. Arazim.
Arazim.
Just strike out the, it's cedars. If Arazim is cedars plural, what's cedars of? Arzay. Mm-hmm. It follows the normal rule that the eem ending becomes a when it becomes word pair. And again, take off the V, because it depends what follows a word pair, because the last word of a word pair determines whether the whole word pair is definite or indefinite. And Lebanon.
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 Lebanon is Lebanon. Lebanon, Lebanon. Makes sense. I like the next word. It's a cute one. Vayar ki dame.
Vayar ki dame.
Vayar ki dame. Doesn't that sound like a fun word? He makes them skip. The aim at the end is day. He makes them skip. You know the word for cow. What's cow?
Par.
Para.
Para.
Bull is par, but we never learned the word for calf, and here it is. Egel.
Egel.
Egel is a calf. Vasirion.
Vasirion.
Is Ancyrion. It's a place. Ra'amim are wild oxen. Look at this next word. Chotzev. Chotzev is a word for divides. It's not the only word, but it's a word. On the left-hand side of the top, Lahavot. Is flames of, just again, mark out the, because there isn't any the there. Lahavot. Aish. We're familiar with that from the story of the Akedah in Genesis 22. Aish is fire. Aish is fire. Yachiel.
Yachiel.
Shakes. But it's imperfect. So I would translate it myself as will shake. And then we have Kadesh.
Kadesh.
Kadesh we usually pronounce as Kadesh in English, but we anglicize everything. Kadesh is Kadesh. It's a place.
Kadesh.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yecholeil.
Yecholeil.
Makes calf. In other words, makes a cow give birth to a calf. Yacholeo. Ayalot.
Ayalot.
Does. Or does. Must be does, because we're talking about deer, aren't we? Does. That makes sense.
Yeah, try translating it with does like we did.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little mark in my book to indicate it's does. Because we're talking about deer. Vayechesof. Vayechesof is drips bear. And that's an and, reversing vav. And ya'arot.
Ya'arot.
Ya'ar is forest. Eight's tree, eightsim trees. Ya'ar, forest. This is the plural. Ya'arot, forest. Verb analysis. Shover.
Shover.
Shover is pa'al from shavar, which means it's the participle form. The active participle is breaking. Breaking. Remember what shavar is in the pa'al?
Smash.
So in the parts it will be smashing. But this is simply breaking. A lot less violent than smashing. So Vaishaber.
Vaishaber.
Uh-huh. Vaishaber is the pial form. So it's not breaking anymore. It's smashing or shattering. It's the reversing vav imperfect, which means it gives it a perfect tense meaning, and he smashed or shattered. Right?
Yeah.
Vayarki dame.
Vayarki dame.
Is he feel causative to make skip? It's a reversing vav, so the imperfect gives it a perfect tense meaning, and he made them skip. So up above it says makes, it's made, right?
Yeah.
Made. Gives it a perfect tense meaning, and he made. Chotzev.
Chotzev.
Notice it's divide, but it's in the sense of to cleave, to cut something into pieces. Uh-huh. And it's a participle form, so cleaving or dividing. How did they translate it up above? Chotzev. Let's
divides.
Find it.
Divides.
It's dividing, right? Yep, the cholam, the oval between the first, second root letters, is indicative of an active participle, dividing. Yachil.
Yachil.
He will make tremble. He will make tremble. What's it mean to make something tremble?
Make it shake.
Shake, because it's afraid. Exactly. Yacholeil.
Yacholeil.
Is imperfect. He will make something bring forth. Up above it says makes calf. It's to bring forth the infant young. As opposed to yolad, which is give birth to, this is to cause something else to give birth. And it's a poleal form, if you remember what that is, and I'm sure you do. Vayechasof.
Vayechasof.
The vav is and it is a reversing vav. It takes the imperfect and gives it a perfect tense meaning, so he stripped bare. Agreed? So up above, it said strips bare. It's actually stripped bare. Grammatical notes, 29:5-6. The manifestation of God continues with a show of destructive force. Lebanon and Syrian are mountain ranges. So the nation of Lebanon is named after the Lebanon mountains. It says the Lebanon range runs along the coast of Syria and Lebanon. And Syrian is probably Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon is a peak on the Syrian range. Okay. Verse 29:8 says, this Kadesh is likely the Syrian desert north of Israel. Okay. 29:9 says, it may seem odd that the root chal, which it's a hollow verb, so you wouldn't pronounce the vav in a perfect, which means tremble in Pa'al, can mean make calf. Because the cow giving birth to the calf goes through a trembling motion. Okay. So let's go to page 132 and stop talking about them things. Everybody, Cole.
Cole.
Adonai.
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 Shover.
Shover.
Shover. Arazim. Vaishaber.
Vaishaber.
Adonai.
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 Et.
Et.
Arze.
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 Halavanon.
Halavanon.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
The voice of the Lord breaks cedars.
It's actually is breaking, right? But breaks works okay, too. Notice in the English down below, they say the cedars, but there is no the. It just says breaks cedars. What's the significance of that? What does a cedar indicate in prophecy?
Pride.
Pride and arrogance, yes. So the voice of the Lord breaks the pride. Go ahead. Vayishaber Adonai et arzei halavanon.
And the Lord smashes the cedars of the Lebanon.
Smashes, isn't it perfect tense?
Or smashed.
Yes, so smashed.
The cedars of, well, I mean, literally it says the Lebanon.
Yes. So you can translate as the cedars of Lebanon, as it makes more Englishy sense. But what were the cedars of Lebanon used for?
They were used to build the temple.
They were used to build the temple. But did Lebanon, where these cedars came from, continue to worship the Lord?
No.
No, they turned away. So number six, let's read it. By Yar Kedem.
By Yar Kedem.
Kamo.
Kamo.
Agel.
Agel.
Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Vasirion.
Vasirion.
Kamo.
Kamo.
Ven.
Ven.
Ra'amim.
Ra'amim.
Interesting. What is that?
And he made them skip.
And he made them skip?
Like a calf of Lebanon and Sirion.
Mm-hmm.
Like a son of wild oxen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Verse 7, Kol.
Kol.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Chotzev.
Chotzev.
Lahavot.
Lahavot.
Aish.
Aish.
What does that mean?
The voice of the Lord is dividing. Or divides.
Is dividing is fine, either way.
Is dividing the flames of, or flames of fire.
Flames of fire. That's an interesting choice of words. The Lord is dividing flames of fire. Does it make you think of Acts chapter 2?
Uh-huh.
It does me. Verse 8, Kol. Adonai.
Adonai.
Yachiel.
Yachiel.
Midbar.
Midbar.
Yachiel.
Yachiel.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Midbar.
Midbar.
Kadesh.
Kadesh.
English. What is the voice of the Lord doing here?
The voice of the Lord will shake the wilderness. The Lord will shake the wilderness of Kadesh.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9, Kol.
Kol.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Yecholel.
Yecholel.
Ayelot.
Ayelot.
It's Ayelot, uh-huh. By Yechesof.
By Yehesu.
Ye'arot.
Ye'arot.
What does this say?
The voice of the Lord will bring forth will make does calve.
Yeah, that's what it's getting across. We'll make does give birth to their young. Uh-huh.
And the forest stripped bare.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. Turn a page. Page 135. Ooh. Ooh, hey, hello.
Ooh, hey, hello.
What is Uvhechalo? And in his temple. The U is and. The Ba is in. The O at the end is his. Which lives Hechal to be another word for temple. In his temple. Lamabul.
Lamabul.
Mabul is flood. Under the Lamed, the Ah is the Lamed is two or four, but they say at the flood. We'll see why. It may fit better as a translation. And O's we had just a few pages ago. O's is strength. So if we go down to the verb analysis, omer.
Omer.
Is a participle. It just means saying. It's simple pa'al. Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Is simple perfect tense. He sat, settled, or resided. Vayeshev.
Vayeshev.
Is reversing vav imperfect, which means it gives it a perfect tense meaning. So it also means he sat, settled, or resided. Yitain.
Yitain.
He will give. It's natan, gave. In a pa'al, simple action, imperfect, he will give. Can also be he will set. And then we have yevarech. Which means what? He blessed. He blessed.
He will bless.
He will bless. Is that not what I said? Shimon. He will bless. Yivarek. When you see the yod is a leading signal letter, you know it's imperfect. Okay. Grammatical notes. 29.9. One stylistic feature of this psalm is balance or parallelism. Why would they use parallelism? That's Hebraic.
That's poetry.
Right. Most verses have two parts. The first part states an idea, and the second part repeats it using different language. That's Hebrew parallelism. Verse 9 seems to have three parts. The voice of the Lord makes the doves calve is balanced by and strips the forest bare. The next line, and in his temple all say glory stands alone. Some scholars suspect that a line balancing this one may have dropped out of the text. And by some scholars, they mean some. The rest of us know God doesn't lose parts of his word. 29:10 says, this verse leaves the earthly realm behind and returns to heaven. In a polytheistic setting, which means multiple gods, this verse would describe the subordinate gods recognize the power of the head and paying homage to him. In a monotheistic setting, the verse draws a parallel between heavenly beings praising God in the heavenly temple and mortal beings praising God in the temple on earth. The objective is to recognize the supremacy and majesty of Israel's God. And the last grammatical note says, the last verse of Psalm 29 is Israelite and was not borrowed from outside sources, if any of it ever was. It may express a patriotic wish that Israel be granted favor by its God. Let's read it. Uv-hei-chalo.
Uv-hei-chalo.
Kulo.
Kulo.
Omer.
Omer.
Kavod. Now translate it, but then help me understand it.
And in his temple, all will say glory.
Don't look at the English below. What's kulo? What is kulo?
All of it.
All of it. Referring to the temple, but in the temple there are going to be people praising the Lord, right? Or in heaven there will be angels in the temple praising the Lord. So that's why down below they say, all say, talking about everyone who inhabits the temple. You could also translate this how, Connie? What did you learn? And all, and in his whole temple. You could translate it that way too. What's Omer Kavod?
Omer Kavod is will say or saying glory.
Yeah, it's an active participle, so it's saying glory. So to explain it to me means everyone in the holy temple will be crying out or saying to God glory. Yeah, just like you said. First in Hebrew, Adonai.
Adonai.
Lama Bul.
Lama
Bul.
Lama Bul.
Yeshav.
Yeshav.
Vayeshev.
Vayeshev.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Melech. Melech. Le'olam.
Le'olam.
So give it to me literally and then help me understand it.
The Lord at the flood, to the flood, for the flood.
So whose was the flood? Look at it as a lamed of possession. Look at it as a lamed of possession. Whose flood was it?
The Lord's.
Yes, it was the Lord's flood. Okay, so that's what they're trying to get across. It didn't just happen one day that Noah had a bad day and it rained.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead.
He sat.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, King forever.
Yeah. So the Lord sat at the time he brought the flood. And the Lord sat king forever. Meaning what? Why did they go with the reversing vav? It's perfect tense. But it's not a perfect tense in meaning, is it?
That's prophetic perfect.
Yes, prophetic perfect. That the same Lord who reigned at the time of the flood is going to sit on his throne and reign forever. The same God, the same Lord. Verse 11, Adonai.
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 Oz.
Oz.
La'amo.
La'amo.
Yitain.
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 Adonai.
Adonai.
Yivarech.
Yivarech.
Et.
Et.
Amo.
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 Vashalom.
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 What is that?
And let's see. The Lord will give strength to his people.
Right. The Lord will give strength to his people.
The Lord will bless his people in peace.
Lord will bless his people in peace, or maybe it would be better to say with peace. Do you think in this case, since Ba is in or with, if you give peace to the people throughout the kingdom, that is a great gift. Would you agree?
Yes.
I would too. Turn the page. Psalm 67. So we're taking another psalm. We're going to look at verses 1 through 8. Let's look at the new vocabulary. Lamnatzeich.
Lamnatzeich.
Lamnatzeich. Is for the director, as in the director of the choir in the temple. Binginot. With music. The ba is in or with music. Mizmor.
Mizmor.
A psalm. Remember, that implies instrumental music. Shir.
Shir.
Shir is the Hebrew word for song. So the Song of Solomon is also called in Hebrew the Song of Songs, which in Hebrew is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. Yechanenu.
Yechanenu.
Is he will be gracious, but as an imprecation, may he be gracious. Okay. Upper left, Ya'er.
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 He will make shine. What is or? Light. Uh-huh, so he will make shine. Yeshua Techa.
Yeshua Techa.
What's Yeshua? Salvation. Yeshua Techa, your salvation. So you see Yeshua right there in the word, Yeshua Techa. Huh. Yoducha.
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 Again, it's an imprecation. May they praise you, but... Yoducha. Hmm. We'll talk more about that when we get down to the verb analysis. I see more in that word. Yismachu. Sameach is happy. So they will be happy. It's the verb from which Sameach comes. Chag Sameach, happy festival. Huh. Viraninu. Viraninu. They will sing for joy. What song do we have where you see a variation of that? Roni Batzion. Mm-hmm. And then at the bottom, in the middle, Le'amim. Le'umim. Am is people or nation. Umim, peoples or nations. And the La is two or four. So it's two or four the nations. Verb analysis. I want to look more at some of these. Lam not zech.
Lam not zech.
Is a PAL verb, which is strong emotion. It means direct, but it's the participle form, because in the PAL, a participle begins with a mame. So how would you translate this one? Directing, right? Directing. And of course, we have up the top, Lam not zech, for the director. The one directing to the director, okay. Yachaneinu.
Yachaneinu.
The Yah is he will be gracious to us. Right? Be gracious to us. What noun comes from this verb that you see in there? Do you see chen, which is grace or favor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, I like this one. Yivarchenu. 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 Have I said it right yet? Vivarchenu.
Vivarchenu.
Vivarchenu. Vivarchenu. It's from the word bless. Do you see the verb barach in it? Barach?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ya'er.
Ya'er.
Yep, he will make shine. La'da'at.
La'da'at.
Is the infinitive to know. To know. We're familiar with that verb. Yada, he knew. La'da'at, to know. Yoducha. Yoducha, praise. May they praise you. The cha at the end is you. So the yod up front and the u at the end is they. So they will praise you, or as an imprecation, may they praise you. Yismachu. They will be happy. Again, Sameach comes from this verb. They will be happy. Or as an imprecation, may they be happy. And then we have Viraninu.
Viraninu.
Viraninu. They will shout for joy. We'll shout for joy. And also, they translate up above as "will sing for joy." The word is actually used both ways, as shout or sing. So it doesn't mean sing softly. It means sing out loud. Let her rip. Okay, let's go back over to the Hebrew, page 136. And it says, Lam not zech.
Lam not zech.
Mm-hmm. Bin ginot.
Bin
Mizmor.
Mizmor.
Shir.
Shir.
And that's just a description of what this psalm is. Elohim.
Elohim.
Yachanenu.
Yachanenu.
Vivarchenu.
Vivarchenu.
Ya'er.
Ya'er.
Panav.
Panav.
Itanu.
Itanu.
Selah.
Selah.
English, please.
For the director with music, a psalm, a song.
Yep, that's just a description. For the director with music, a psalm, a song. Keep going.
God. He will be gracious.
To us. God will be gracious to us.
Yes.
Or as an imprecation, may God be gracious to us. You could translate it either way.
And may he bless us.
Mm-hmm.
His face will shine.
Yep, he will make his face shine. Itanu.
With us.
With us, exactly. So this sounds like they've gone to the Aaronic benediction and applied it in the song. So may the Lord be gracious unto us and may his face shine upon us, essentially. And then what is the Selah?
Stop and think about it.
Selah is stop and think about it. Pause. We were singing through a song today. We sang the first verse, and then you saw in parentheses, pause, and they went on and played the music. During the pause, the music, the instrumental music continues, but the singing stops, so that the singers can think about and contemplate that which they have just said. So in this case, they've just referred back to the Aaronic benediction, and they want people to think about it. Verse 3, Lada'at. Ba'aretz. Darkecha.
Darkecha.
Mm-hmm. Bechol goyim.
Bechol goyim.
Uh-huh. Yeshua techa.
Yeshua techa.
What does that sentence say?
To know in the land or in the earth.
Mm-hmm. To know in the land or in the earth.
Your ways.
Your way, your singular. Way. Mm-hmm.
Your way. In all nations.
Mm-hmm. In all
your,
of your the nations. Salvation. Your salvation. What does that mean? What's it trying to get across to us?
Like salvation is for everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's trying to get across. And if you know
the Old Testament.
Yeah, and this is saying, if you know the way of the Lord, you're going to find salvation. Interesting. Verse 4. Yoducha.
Yoducha.
Amim.
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 Elohim.
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 Yoducha.
Yoducha.
Amim.
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 Kulam.
Kulam.
What is this?
May the people praise you, God. May all of the people praise you.
Mm-hmm. So what portion of the peoples of the earth?
All.
All peoples, meaning Jew and Gentile alike. Hebrew. Yismachu.
Yismachu.
Bi'urananu. La'amim. La'umim. What's it mean? Translate for me.
May nations be happy and sing for joy.
Yep. So what nations We'll be happy and sing for joy when the Lord is king over all the earth.
Kulam.
All of them. Oh, look at that. We've exhausted our time and your heads probably. So we will come back next time, Lord willing, and start on page 138.